Cobra, and you are listening to The Barbershop here on peopleofdesignpublishing.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. Exposing racism, white supremacy for exactly what it is, so that you and your loved ones can navigate this nasty, stinking, wretched, disgusting system. The purpose of this podcast is to eliminate all confusion in regards to racism and what it is, so that those who are classified as black are no longer confused. We are going to be broadcasting Monday through Friday, starting at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I've been away for a few months working on my upcoming album, Racism is White Supremacy, and I've gotten to a point on that project where now I have more time to do this podcast. So I will be here every evening, Monday through Friday at 10. The show will be 30 minutes in length in the beginning, but will eventually be an hour long once more time frees up on my end. This show is necessary because before a problem can be solved, it has to be identified and understood. And too many black people do not understand racism. Once the album is finished, it will be available for purchase on peopleofthesunpublishing.com as an app for your smartphone and or tablet. I've decided to publish this album as an app because I think it's more effective to explain racism through the usage of all forms of media, music, video, pictures, and print, so you get the complete picture in regard to racism and what it is. Please visit the site and like me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter and YouTube. I will be publishing content to all of my social media sites, articles, videos, and music, so please make sure you follow. I love to hear comments from you guys, and yes, I do respond. Please email me at cobra.org@mail.com or get at me on Twitter. My handle is @cobra_org. Also, let's start the conversation on Twitter. Hashtag racism is white supremacy. I'm going to read several passages from books that have played a significant role in my own personal understanding of racism, white supremacy. Urugu by Dr. Marimba Anai, Blueprint for Black Power by Dr. Amos Wilson, and the United Independent Compensatory Code System / Concept by Dr. Neely Fuller Jr. After each passage is read, I will paraphrase and give any additional thoughts I believe will be helpful in understanding racism, white supremacy. If you are a person classified as non-white, especially a black person, I strongly advise you to get pencil and paper and listen very carefully to what will be shared with you on this podcast. There are few places, very few places, where you will get accurate information on the system of racism, white supremacy, what it is and how it works. Inform anyone that you love about this podcast and make them listen. Don't suggest, don't ask, don't recommend. You make them listen, for this should not be an option. For if you do not understand the context within which you exist as a non-white person, as a black person, you will remain completely lost in your existence. And your very existence will always remain in a high state of danger. Again, so make sure you recommend to anyone you love to listen to this show. You are listening to The Barbershop here on blacktalkradionetwork.com and peopleofthesunpublishing.com. Be right back.
Gorillas mean more than niggas. They debate about whether to kill it. When animals mean more than children, you should know how they feel.
Publishing.com and the BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. Again, I love to hear comments from you guys, and yes, I do respond. Please email me at cobra.org@mail.com or get at me on Twitter. My handle is @cobra_org. And let's start the conversation on Twitter. Hashtag racism is white supremacy. Before I get started, I just want to say that racism, white supremacy is real. It's not just some little cute phrase that I'm saying for shits and giggles. If you are not convinced of their superior position, just look up the 13th Amendment. See how slavery was never abolished and how it has morphed into what they call mass incarceration. But when you scratch beneath the surface, it becomes quite clear that it's just flat out slavery. It's just slavery. Remember, most black men are in prison for nonviolent crimes and they're put there by a criminal justice system controlled by white people, the ones that make all the rules and laws, to continue exploiting niggers for labor. Only a people in a superior position can enslave another people, folks. Deal with it. Now, we must understand that all white people are racist. All of them. No exception to the rule. Don't feel bad if you have white friends or, you know, so-called white friends, because in the system of racism, white supremacy, you don't have white friends. But for now, if you're comfortable with the idea that you have white friends, fine. So don't feel bad. Or if you are in a relationship with a white person, these people here on the, you know, they're here on the planet with us, and we have to interact with each other, period. So if you are if you're friends with a white person, then you are so-called friends with a racist. Don't run from this. Use it to your advantage. Use it so that you can learn about racism. And believe me, if you hang around, you know, any white person long enough, they will reveal their racism through their own individual thought, speech, and action, if you listen very closely. But if any person identifies him or herself as a white person, then that person is a racist, period. Remember, ask yourself, what is a white person? What are they referring to when they identify themselves as white? Their skin pigmentation is not actually white. And this is not what they are referring to. They are referring to their race. They are saying they are a member of the white race. What is race? Race is the organizing of people through hierarchy based on physical features, the most prominent being skin color. Now, who developed this concept and for what purpose? White people developed it. They do all the classifying. This is why there is no reverse racism. Niggas, negras don't classify shit. When you were taken from the continent, you didn't identify yourself as a race. You didn't identify yourself as a member of the black race. The concept of race is European. They are the only racist. Now, if a person identifies him or herself by race, what do you call that person? What is the adjective that you use? Racist. This person is a racist, which is why all white people are racist. You know, there are several other angles you could take, but I think that's the most easiest to understand and the quickest to explain. Now, I have an introductory book to racism titled Racism is White Supremacy. The book describes racism within the concept of human activity, a concept developed by counter-racist thinker Nellie Fuller, Dr. Nellie Fuller as I call him, because he's earned that. And also, it talks about the concept very, very, very briefly. It gives some ideas on justice, what justice looks like, explained through the concept of human activity. This is a introductory text, and it's meant for primarily high school and college students. These areas that I'm referring to, these areas of human activity, are economics, education, entertainment, health, labor, and by the way, I took the liberty of adding health. Dr. Nellie Fuller has 9 areas of human activity. I have 10 because I added health. So again, economics, education, entertainment, health, labor, law, religion, sex, and war consist of activities, these are all activities human beings consistently engage in, directly or indirectly, and provides a clear path towards understanding racism and how it works. I also mentioned earlier the app that is in development. The book was written over a year ago and is an introduction to the system of racism and white supremacy. Like I said, primarily for high school and college students. The app, however, is going to give a complete picture of the system of racism, white supremacy, what it is, and how it works. Stay tuned. Now, if you're scared of white people, if you want to worship white Jesus, if you want to be held and cuddled like a little pet by these crackers, get the hell out of here right now. You know, you can stop this podcast. Don't buy the album. Don't buy the app. You're not ready. But if you want to hear racism articulated accurately, then stay put. And last but not least, there are several books that need to be read by all black people for a complete understanding of racism. Like I said, for an introduction, Racism, White Supremacy, that's my book. I suggest you pick that up, especially for, you know, your teenager or, you know, your college student. Pick that up. It can be picked up at peopleofthesunpublishing.com right now. Nellie Fuller's book, The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, a textbook workbook for thought, speech, and or action for victims of racism and white supremacy. His site is producejustice.org. Go there now. Pick the book up. And for theory on why white people behave the way they do, I suggest Dr. Francis Cress Welsing's The ISIS Paper, The ISIS Papers, and Dr. Marimba Anai's Urugu. You see, with the election of Donald Trump, it has become painfully clear to me just how lost we are as a people when it comes to racism and understanding that white people collectively intend harm to all non-white people, especially black people. So, with that, I'm going to use the barbershop to go over concepts in my book, and also just to go over concepts that I've learned through the, through the writers I mentioned earlier, so that we all can get a better understanding, a clearer understanding of racism. Because we, you know, because if we do not understand racism, we will not survive as a people. So let us now turn our attentions to Dr. Anai's Urugu, an excellent book for understanding how Europeans, aka white people, think. All right, be right back. In establishing this new epistemological mode, Plato used his imagination. He created a reality. Hypothesis became theory. He demonstrated brilliance, perception, and vision. He must have known what he wanted the future to look like, taking into consideration the political and ideological needs of his society. But when theory that originates in imagination becomes more than a useful epistemological tool for specific tasks associated with scientific investigation, it can become dangerous because it can indeed obfuscate the reality it is attempting to clarify and distort cognition and distort the cognition it is attempting to perfect. Plato's theory of knowledge became eventually refined into an ideological statement with political implications. His creation was to become a determinant and support, a foundation and an inspiration for the dominance, intensification, and valorization of one tendency in European behavior to the detriment of other inclinations. The need to control and to have power over others ascended to a position of priority. It became an obsession, always struggling to negate whatever humanism existed in the culture because of the Acili.
Knowledge for the European, for white folks,
how it's obtained, its accuracy, and the extent to its greatest reach is more than scientific investigation for the purpose of understanding our surroundings. For the European, it is a justification to dominate. It is a justification to control. Take black music, for instance. Take whatever you know about black music and take whatever personality you want to use in this example. Sean Combs, P. Diddy, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Berry Gordy. Take whatever time period you want. Motown, the so-called funk era, the so-called classic hip-hop era, where we supposedly, you know, where everything was so real then. Yeah, when the music was real. You know what I'm saying? And when the music was so-called our version of the news. Take any of those periods. Take Dr. Dre, the great Dr. Dre, the billionaire Dr. Dre. Take any of them. Michael Jackson, Prince, Whitney, it doesn't matter. Take any of them. At any time, somewhere, at some time along their careers, they had to get the nod from a white person. White people control black music, period. I don't care if you want to talk about Russell Simmons. I don't care if you want to talk about Def Jam. At the end of the day, at some point, these people, whoever you want to think about, they had to get the nod from a white person. This is white power. This is white supremacy. How the music is distributed, how the music gets into the stores, whether or not you get the resources to start your career. This is how white people control black music. No black person, no black people does this on their own. There's always some white handler and or white handlers. More than likely, probably Jews, because Jews have always ran the entertainment industry. If you want to use another example, oh, and one more thing about black music, you know, today the narrative is, well, the middleman has been knocked out. Now, you know, you can upload your stuff to Apple and you don't need someone to give you the go ahead. You can just, you know, if you have your own equipment, you can put it out yourself. Again, who is controlling Apple? Who dictates the terms? Apple tells you how much you're going to make on each copy that you sell. You want to put your stuff up on YouTube. YouTube is telling you how much you are going to make on each sale. They are telling you, they're telling you how it's going to be distributed. They are telling you, they provide the rules and the policies as to what's accepted, what's not accepted. They are dictating terms. White people, Europeans, not black people. Racism is white supremacy. If you want another example, take European expansion. I don't care if you're talking about the Roman Empire. I don't care if you're talking about the Vikings. It doesn't matter if you're talking about the colonial period. After the medieval period, where Europeans projected their power across the globe, it doesn't matter. Europeans have consistently shown themselves not to be able to stay within Europe. They come out and they subjugate everyone else, all non-white people, to their rule. I think the United Kingdom at one time, the area known as Great Britain, I think it controlled up to a third of the entire planet. This is just a little island nation, probably no bigger than Florida, controlling over a third of the planet. This is racism, white supremacy, folks. Non-white people, especially black people, it will behoove us to understand it. We better understand it really quickly, or else we will continue getting our asses stomped, whooped, and we will not, know what is happening. So we got to wake up to racism, white supremacy, what it is, and we have to learn how to counter it. I'm going to take a quick break. I will be back shortly. You are listening to The Barbershop here on PeopleOfTheSun Publishing.com and BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. Be right back. exposing racism, white supremacy, for exactly what it is, so that you and your loved ones can navigate this nasty, stinking, wretched, disgusting system. As I said earlier on, I love to hear comments from you guys, and I do respond to your comments. Please email me at cobra.org@mail.com or get at me on Twitter. My handle is @cobra_org. Also, let's start the conversation on Twitter. #racismiswhitesupremacy. The next passage I will be reading from is from Dr. Amos Wilson's work, Blueprint for Black Power. Again, get your pens, pads, notes. Take notes. This stuff is very important. Be right back.
The Destruction of Black Family Power by Dr. Amos Wilson. We have indicated that the family is a power system. It is an alignment of persons usually related by blood or adoption, a shared history, a shared sense of mutuality, identity, values, and fate. The power generated by the family system can be utilized to enhance and maintain the family's own well-being and self-sufficiency, as well as the well-being and autonomy of the community and culture of which it is a member. Dominant groups, in seeking to achieve or maintain their power over subordinate groups, are for this reason compelled in some ways to constrain, restrict, reduce, destabilize, misdirect, or destroy the family groups they subordinate. The oppression, distortion, and destabilization of the African American family by dominant white America began with the enslavement of Africans and continues to this day. Slavery initiated and over the long term motivated the disintegration of the social organization, traditional social sanctions, strictly regulated family life, and rigidly enforced moral codes, which legitimated and supported the pre-slavery African family. Although during and after emancipation, the black family outwardly resembled that of the white family functionally, psychosocially and socioeconomically, it was and is distinctly different. The main difference is that it was and is a family under oppression, not permitted the full freedom, the full access to and use of the same or similar resources and supports available to the dominant white family. The black family exercises less power than its white counterpart. The same may be said of black culture.
All right, that was Dr. Amos Wilson from his book, Black Families. Blueprint for Black Power. The takeaway is that as a black person, you are dominated, period. The basic building block of any society is the family. And black families are compromised because black people are inferior to white people. How then is the black family dominated? I point to reparations and prisons. You were enslaved. Your ancestors were enslaved. As a result of that enslavement, there was an opportunity cost. The basic building blocks to building wealth in this country, if you do not come from wealth, is through insurance, inheritance, life insurance. How long as a black person, as a nigra, were you denied insurance? Were you denied the ability to pass down wealth to future generations? Pretty much since you've been here. I would imagine, I believe probably around the 60s did the practice of denying just blatantly denying black people insurance, the ability to really have access to decent insurance, kind of went away. And even now, I mean, still, it, you know, There's still some issues with black people having access to insurance. But the point is that you're never going to catch up. All of that wealth that white people were able to build up as a result of being able to pass down wealth accumulated from generation to, you know, to generation. Well, you're not going to be able to catch up with that. So the logical conclusion is then that if we're really trying to reach for equality, then there would definitely, without any questions asked, without any kind of debate, there would need to be some form of reparations for black people. This is not going to happen. And this is an indication of the people that you're dealing with. They are not interested in equality. You see? Now, this is how you're dominated. You're dominated because you have no wealth and you can't do anything about not having any wealth. It's not your fault that you don't have any wealth. It's the mere fact that they had a head start. They took all the wealth and they keep all the wealth to themselves through mechanisms, through practices, through structures like insurance. And they've kept you out for so long. And there ain't nothing you've been able to do about it. This is a manifestation of your domination. Take prisons. How many black men are in prison? Maybe your black son is in prison. Maybe your husband is in prison. Maybe your baby, you know, maybe your baby daddy is in prison. What are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about the assault? This is a direct assault on niggers, on black people. Why are they putting you in prison? Mostly for nonviolent drug crimes. What kind of input as a black person did you have in all of these different violations that just magically put 100,000 plus niggers every single day in prison? You had no type of influence. You had no type of say whatsoever. Again, this is a manifestation of the lack of power that you have. This is a manifestation of you being dominated. The black family is barely in existence. And to the extent that we're talking about power, you have no power. You have no power. If families are the basic building blocks of power, then, and if the black family has been compromised by the ways in which I have talked about, just the how we're currently, you know, how we're consistently abused, how we're consistently thrown in prison, how the biggest crime ever has not been rectified, slavery, how we have not been paid back for slavery, how we have not received any kind of reparations. If that's any indication, then it should be no clue as to why it is I'm saying to you that you are completely dominated. The black family is completely dominated and black people are completely dominated. This is why we're doing this podcast, so we can end this domination. We can begin to understand what is going on and we can take measures to counter Europeans, to counter white people. But the takeaway is that as a black person, you are dominated and the black family has been compromised. And the last passage I'm going to get, you know, I want to get to before we end the show is the United Independent Compensatory Code Book/Concept. This is Dr. Nelly Fuller's book. So let's get to the passage right now.
Stop acting as if you should be the entertainment committee when in the presence of white people. Reason: if they are racist, they will be laughing at you, not with you. Do not use racial subjugation as a subject for funny remarks in such manner that racists are helped to feel more comfortable in their practice of racism, white supremacy. Stop swapping jokes with members of the white nation. Reason: such so-called joking serves no constructive purpose. It usually ends with the telling of a joke that isn't a joke, and the joke that isn't a joke is usually a joke on you. Listen to music. Avoid listening to noise. Reasons: music is those sound that help a person to think constructively. Noise is those sounds that hinders a person in thinking constructively. Too many non-white people spend too much time and or effort making, listening to, and or responding to noise. Very seldom do they choose to listen to music. Because of the choice of sound to which they listen, many non-white people are seldom inspired to think constructively. A person who chooses to listen to non-constructive sound will have no constructive thoughts. A person whose mind is dominated by non-constructive thought will speak and or act in a non-constructive manner. People who listen to music and hear
that was Dr. Nellie Fuller Jr.'s United Independent Compensatory Code System / Concept. And just very briefly, I want to point to an experience I had with a white person. You know, he was talking about white people feeling comfortable around black people through entertainment. So this white person had the nerve to tell me that LeBron James has power. I was demonstrating to him that in the system of racism, white supremacy, black people do not have power. And again, folks, I encourage you to not. I want to discourage anyone from talking to white people, debating white people about racism. It gets you nowhere. They understand racism. More than likely, you don't. And they will not admit their guilt. They will not admit their culpability in the system. So it's just a waste of time. All they're going to do is practice more racism by deceiving you into thinking that, oh, well, you know, all white people are not racist. There are some good crackers. This is not the case, folks. All white people are practicing racism. That's what it means to be white. Now, in this discussion, he was telling me that LeBron James has power. That was his example of a black person having power. And in the passage, Nellie Fuller is talking about don't engage in any kind of entertainment that makes white people comfortable with their practice of racism. See, you know, when you have all these niggers sitting up here making all this money, and by the way, this is not their fault. This is not any kind of a slam on LeBron James or anybody. As you guys know, I do not believe in talking ill of any victim of racism, white supremacy. This is how LeBron James makes his money in the system, and that's fine. I am speaking about the point Nellie Fuller was making in his passage. Anytime you entertain white folks, this gives them the opportunity to feel comfortable about their practice of racism. What this white individual was doing was he was expressing to me his comfort of his own practice of racism through LeBron James I don't know if he really believed this or not, so I'm going to say he tricked himself into thinking that, oh well, LeBron James has power, and since LeBron James has power, then that means that there are black people have power. It's not like they're completely helpless, and so there really isn't anything wrong at all. You know, you have some, because you have some white people that don't have power. You know, this is the mindset. You have some white people that don't have power. So just like you have some white people that don't have power, you have some black people that don't have power. And then you have some black people that do have power, like LeBron James, like Oprah. See, this is another scapegoat that crackers use to justify their mistreatment of black people. Oh, well, you know, all black, you know, it's not completely hopeless for you niggers. I mean, you have Oprah Winfrey, you have LeBron James. I mean, come on, get out of here, guy. What's going on? You guys aren't completely hopeless, and we are not completely dominant, and we are not culpable in your own situation, because if these niggers can make it, in our society, then there's no excuse for you. See, this is how they become comfortable with their own practice. They fool themselves into thinking through these, you know, through certain black individuals that, oh, well, there's ample opportunity for all niggas. And the ones that don't make it is just because they're lazy, you know, they're stupid. They have not applied themselves like us good Christian, Protestant, God-worshipping little wasps. See, that's the mindset, folks. So don't fall for that. Don't make white people feel comfortable in their practice of racism, white supremacy. If you can, do not make your money off entertaining white people. And if you are entertaining white people to earn your money, then do so for as little time possible. Move on and do something much more constructive. Leave white people alone. And last but not least, rap music is poison, filth in, filth out. Rap music is not music. It's noise. It is not constructive. You know, anytime I'm at a red light and I see someone, a red light and I see another black person pull up, another black male pull up, usually, you know, if he's my age, he's listening to some nigga music. He's listening to some rap artist, you know, talking about how many hoes he has, talking about who he's having sex with, talking about who he shot up. This is all noise, and this is all filth. And this is why you get a bunch of dumb niggas and a bunch of dumb nigga behavior. This is why. Because we are so influenced by our music, which in and of itself is not wrong. I mean, music influences people. When you have, you know, when soldiers march off to war, they're marching off to the, to, you know, to the sound and rhythms of music. This is not by accident. Music influences the soul. It inspires the soul. Now, what kind are you listening to music, and what kind of music are you listening to? This is very important. And for most of us, the music is poison. Again, I don't care. There was no classic time period for black music. There was no time period in which the music was much more real. Yeah, man, the music, it was more real in the 90s. You see, I hear stuff like that. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? The music was much more, it was much more real in the 90s, man. They talked about real stuff then. Absolutely not. Black music has always fallen into these categories. It's either talking about having sex with someone. It's either, you know, it's black music is either depicting kind of a childish kind of depiction of love, a very physical depiction of love. Nothing serious about love at all in black music. It's just some nigger being infatuated with the looks of some woman. Another category of our music is talking about our victimization, articulating our victimization, like, you know, oh, so passionate, so articulate. Talking about how, you know, how you are continuously getting your ass whooped, how your mother is on welfare stamps, how you can't keep the heat on, how it's cold in your house. You know, it's 15 degrees outside and it's 0 degrees in your house because you, you know, your family can't afford heat. Articulating your problem, begging white people, please stop this. Understand what we're going through. Understand what us poor, miserable niggers are going through, and please provide us with some assistance. Not ever getting the point. They're not going to provide you with nothing. This is another form in which our music takes. And the last form our music takes is the one just straight niggerdom. I mean, just sitting here, you know, talking about women like they're animals, behaving like animals. No black self-respect at all. Just shooting at each other, killing each other, fighting each other, taking from each other, squealing on each other, and just treating each other just pretty much like the master-slave dynamic, where now, you know, you are looking at yourself as nothing, as not human. This is how you get the interactions that you get with black people. Just tacky, trashy, terroristic. That's nearly fuller, by the way, but all interaction between people on planet Earth is either tacky, trashy, and or terroristic, and that's especially the case with black people. It don't get no better than tacky. That's why you have to end the system of racism, white supremacy. Black people, black music is poison, is toxic. It is not doing anything to solve your problem. So it will behoove us to really think about that. Again, rap music is poison, filth in, filth out. That's all for tonight, folks. I will be back here tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I apologize for being a little late tonight, but had some issues getting everything set up. But as the time goes along, I'm sure we will work that out, and we will be here at the designated time. So again, that's Monday through Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, make anyone that you know that is non-white, especially any black person, listen to this show. It is a must, folks. All right, till next time, take care. This is your host, Cobra, and you've been listening to The Barbershop here on PeopleOfTheSoundPublishing.com and the BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks.